Growing is that great. And that's that experience that we deliver to your home.
That's Bruce Smith, founder of Hydro. He's on a quest to recreate rowing's unparalleled full-body workout results without the hardcore commitment.
And definitely a sports chauvinist, and rowing is definitely like the most efficient use of your fitness minutes in a day.
Hydro combines rider rhythm, sound engineering, and video workouts, simulating water's flow at home. But the true magic lies in the personalized support.
It's not something like you buy it and then you don't get the thing that you were promised and then you give up. It's like participate in a community, find your place, find your relevant peer group, find those extrinsic motivators that work for you, and we can deliver that whole package.
Ready to hit the water while you're still in your jammies? Keep listening to learn how you can change your life in just 3 workouts.
But first, this is the FitMass, where together we learn to develop habits that help us live beyond our mental health struggles to create happier, healthier lives.
He's Zach. He lives in the future with his anxiety.
He's Jeremy, and he lives in the past with his depression. And we get together once a week in the present to share the obstacles we face and how we overcome them.
Zach, anyone that's been listening to our show for any length of time knows that one of our favorite ways to manage our own mental health issues is through exercise. My favorite ways are outside. I love being out in lakes. I love being out hiking, doing things like that. When I can't do that, I've learned to love the gym. It's something that I now look forward to on a regular basis. I don't look forward to everything in the gym. I mean, you know, lunges can die in a fire. The ab wheel can stick it up its ass. But when it comes to like the rowing machine, I actually look forward to doing that one. I feel like I'm good at that one, and that one's pretty fun. And I know you were having a good time on the rowing machine just this morning.
Clearly, you're not doing it right then, because the rowing machine eats people and shits them out if you do it right. But you have to do a lot of it.
Is that what you were doing this morning? Did you do a lot of it?
Well, I wouldn't say it was a lot, but it was the gym I go to. They use rowers all the time, and they count it by like there's a couple different ways you can measure it. You can measure it by meters, or it'll count the number of calories you're burning. Mm-hmm. And we basically had to row for 100 calories burned, but it was 30 seconds on, 30 seconds off, and you had to row as hard as you could for 30 seconds, and then you got 30 seconds off. Meanwhile, this is all after, like, I've been on and off sick for 2 months, and I've barely worked out and, like, not done any of the things I need to do, and, like, my mental health has taken a huge hit because of the fact that I have not been on a rower or any other piece of cardio equipment or doing anything else. I'm just sitting on the couch playing with Legos. And I just hit it as hard as I normally do for those, you know, first couple of rounds.
That's what you do. All in or nothing.
Exactly. And I just, by the end of the rowing, I was like, I think I'm going to puke. Because rowing, again, you can do it lightly, but like it's literally hitting nearly every muscle in your body. It's an amazing piece of equipment to like get you a full body workout. Now, I had to jump off of the rower and then do wall balls. So I was not happy.
I don't even know what that is, but wall and balls are just two things I don't think I want to hear ever put in the same sentence again.
No, it's just a 20-pound ball that you hold in your hands. You squat with the ball in your hand. Then you stand up and throw it 10 feet in the air. Catch it, squat, stand, throw it.
Oh, good time. Yeah, that can die in a fire too. That sounds horrible.
Oh, it's actually one of my favorites.
Back to the rowing machine. We recently discovered a piece of technology that takes that rowing machine, puts you out on the water without actually going in the water. And you were able to test drive this thing.
I did. My experience with the Hydro was vastly different than my experience that I had this morning. It's a very cool machine. Like, it's got a video monitor on it. It simulates rowing on water and it feels different. Like, all the rowers I've used in the past use a chain, and this one doesn't. It uses, again, as you'll hear in the interview, it simulates being on water. So it just felt smoother. And I've rowed a couple of times on the water and it actually felt like water. But it wasn't just that, like the app and the screen, like there was all kinds of workouts you could do. There's meditation programs and yoga, all kinds of cool things. It wasn't just the rower, even though like rowing is, like I said, that thing that hits everything in your body. It's such a cool machine.
All right, well, we were lucky enough to talk to Bruce Smith. He is the CEO and the founder of Hydro. And we started the conversation by asking how their rowing machine delivers on the promise of giving you the best 20 minutes of your day in your living room.
So we could go way deep on the science, but basically, when you sit on a bicycle to exercise, it's like, it's excellent. All movement is good. Huge fan. However, when you sit on a rowing machine, instead of just using your legs, which is basically two muscle groups, you're using your whole body, your core, all these muscles that you honestly like don't, that nobody ever thinks about their psoas. Like, when's the last time you thought about your psoas? Like, probably not for a while, but turning on all of those muscles all at once. So it's basically 6 out of 7 major muscle groups in your body. So 86% of your body's musculature gets turned on. And as a result, the feeling you get from that full body engagement is it's deeply satisfying in a way that people don't even have words for. But it's why rowers are such a rabid tribe. It's like, why else would college people get up at 4 a.m. to make the van to get down to the water? Like, they must have a screw loose, right? No, it's actually that rowing is that great. And that's that experience that we deliver to your home. And it really is, it's very different from other kinds of physical activity. The closest things in terms of like exercise, like boxing is one, like a good boxer throws a punch through their whole body from the floor, and cross-country skiing, but you don't get the strength component as much, so you don't get that same endorphin rush, and a couple other things like that. But rowing really is, I am definitely a sports chauvinist, and rowing is definitely like the most efficient use of your fitness minutes in a day.
Yeah, I row a little bit at the gym, and I'm always surprised when my core starts to hurt, and I'm just like, why is that hurting? I'm rowing. It really hits everything. I know a bunch of people who row out on the water, and they swear by it. So like you were saying, like it's a thing. But all of those people that I talk to, none of them like rowing on machines.
I know they hate it.
So why is that? And I'm guessing you might have a solve for that.
Yep. So there's this minute rowing machine. It's an amazing machine called the Concept 2. This is when the PR person is like, why are you talking about your competitor? But anyway, it's an amazing machine. I have spent tens of thousands of hours, literally, like no joke. There were 2 days a few years ago, like once a year, I would row 100,000 meters in a day on a Concept 2, which takes like a really long time. It takes your whole day. Not a good day. I wouldn't recommend it. So the people who invented that machine, Peter and Dirk Gressegacker, invented it in Vermont in the 80s. And it was basically designed as a training tool and also a personality test. If you can grit your way through this machine, you can join our tribe. And then you can get out in the water and get to the good stuff. And like, I'm sort of, I don't know, like, I would like to be considered a revolutionary, a Canadian revolutionary. You know, we want to actually skip that part and give you the creamy center, like that feeling of being on the water, the rhythm of being on the water, the immersive experience. It really is transformative. With the great exercise. And so that's why Hydro was born. It was to try and bridge the gap between what happens in that special world out on the water and what happens on the rowing machine. And I think the feedback that we get from our members is that it really does. It's not like, of course, it's not as good as going out and doing it in real life, but it is a percentage of the experience.
So explain how you do that. How do you put me in my living room on this machine and make me feel like I'm actually out on the water and getting all the benefits of doing that in real life?
Yeah. So we build 3 products. And so we built this machine, and the machine is designed to be ultra smooth, like as smooth as the water, silky smooth. And so we replaced the traditional rowing machines have a chain. We replaced that with a really like a quiet strap. And we replaced the resistance mechanism with an electromagnetic system that uses an algorithm. So we actually adjust it 240 times a second to make it feel like a boat exactly.
Wow.
And then at the same time, we have some computer features. So you can see a leaderboard and you can see other people with you on the water. And then most important from my perspective, we broadcast. So we film on the water and we have some live workouts, but we have this huge library of workouts. And nobody should really nobody had done that before. Like nobody had even tried. So if you're a rower, you are told to show up and don't talk. So you get your seat in an 8-person boat, like just be quiet. And the coxswain, the person who steers, like they're the only person who's allowed to talk. Don't smile, don't play music, don't have fun. So we like broke all of those rules, and we really want you to feel that rhythm and feel that human connection like right away when you sit down. And so we have rowers who talk and smile, which is in itself kind of sounds self-evident, but it was like quite revolutionary when we started doing it. And so we film and we capture that experience of being out of the water. So you take those 3 elements and you do get that splash and sweat to a degree, like in your living room. It's really, I wasn't sure it would work. And we tried it. We put some video up on a wall in front of some old school rowing machines, and people just immediately fell into rhythm. Like they just follow the rhythm automatically. And that, like, as human beings, like, we love nothing more than 4 on the floor. Just ask Quincy Jones. Like, it's like that feeling of like moving with your heartbeat, moving with the rhythm of the day, moving with the rhythm of other human beings. We put that at the core of our experience. And it's very different. It's way more zen. It is not a dance party in your home. And dance parties are great. Like, huge fan of SoulCycle, huge fan of Peloton. This is like a lifetime engagement with what you need the most, which is like a period of sanctuary, a period of full body, mind, body connection with nature. And that's what we really aim to deliver.
I have used one now, and the leaderboard is amazing because it like,
I was gonna, you are so competitive. I was gonna ask you how important that is to getting you on this machine.
You've really done a lot of work to like make this like such an enjoyable experience from the perspective of like the competitive people have something, the people who are looking for something relaxing, the people who are just looking for a row, the people who are looking for just this. You've thought of all of these things, and it is very different and unique. And I applaud you on that. I think it's great. Was that your original plan, or did all of these things kind of come together separately, or did you have this vision right from the very beginning?
So the truth is, I believe that really great technology products have their origin in really great real life analog experiences. And so, not to get reductionist, but you know, your iPhone is based on like talking to people, like it's a good thing communicating. And so I worked at a run club, and it's called Community Run here in Boston. I worked there for 10 years, and it was a highly unlikely run club. And the people were from all walks of life. So we started programs to serve those. This was like 2008, 2009. So people were coming back from the war. There were a lot of invisible injuries, a lot of physical injuries. So we started a program for wheelchair vets, and that was like really, really fun. And then we had a program for kids from the neighborhood who could, like, in a million years could never afford the fees to get on the water. But because it's not a cheap sport, it's like cheaper than golf, but it's still cheaper than golf and hockey, more expensive than swimming. And so we made a free program for all the kids from the neighborhood, and they didn't know how to swim. And so we had to teach them how to swim, and all of these. So plus all the like traditional rowers, people who rowed in college, adults, like people who retired and wanted to do something. So we had all of these people in the rowing club, and they all wanted different kinds of experiences. So really it was just a reflection. Like, it was an attempt to bring that to life and bring those different communities to life in a digital way and give it a platform in people's homes. So you didn't have to drive to a rowing club. You didn't have to live in Boston. You could actually access those experiences right from your home. And it's still growing and it's evolving all the time, because really you're not, like, you get the hydro rowing machine, you get the subscription, but the real experience is the other people, like the athletes on the screen, and then you and your friends who are on. People make amazing friends. I don't know if you've made any friends, but there are these groups on Facebook where they like, they end up meeting up in real life. They send each other medals. They hold each other accountable. It's super cool. I love it. I'm so surprised at how well it's working. I shouldn't say I'm surprised, but I really am.
So the question I have, as someone who has had a Stairmaster in my house, the online workout program that I subscribe to, they're all amazing. And when you do them, they all work. The trick is doing them. So I'm going to ask you to put your coach hat on for a minute. So whether it's this, whether it's getting on the hydro or getting over to the gym or going out for the run, how would you convince someone? What are the magic words you can use to motivate somebody to get on that machine and to do the work to discover all of this? Because it sounds like once you're in, this is a wonderful community. It's a wonderful activity. There's so many reasons to do it. It's that first part. It's just doing it. How do you get them from zero to going?
And the fitness world is full of amazing drying racks. You know,
it really is.
It's really... that part of it is really depressing. So we think about it in a very structured way. And I am curious about like the overall fitness industry. Like, it's always, people always say like, it's your fault that you didn't like follow the program. Like, I'm a huge fan of Tony Horton. He's an amazing coach. Do P90X, do P180X, do P360X. But eventually like it becomes like, you just can't do it anymore. And then you stop. And so people like over the past 50 years, like they've bought something. They do it for a little while and they don't get what they were promised in the end. Like, they don't get the six pack abs. They don't necessarily feel great. And our promise to people is like, give us just 5 minutes and we will deliver the hydro high. Like, you will get what we promise every single time. And I think that's our North Star, like making sure that people get what they expect to get. So whether you're on a weight loss journey or whether you're on a fitness journey or whether you just want to feel better, like, we want to have a lifetime relationship with people. So That's number one. And then number two is really, it's all about personalization, because everybody has different motivations. And if you need 10 units of motivation to work out, so Zach has 11 units of motivation, so he should give you a unit of his motivation, because he works out compulsively. He can't help it. I can tell from like his face, like he's low body fat percentage, like he works out a lot. So other people have 8 units of motivation to work out, and they need 2 extrinsic units of motivation. And where does that come from? And for different people, it's really different. So if you're like, say you're like a 41-year-old mom with 0 time, 2 kids, a hard job, like you need that perfect moment in your day. Like you need 5 or 10 minutes, and you just need to turn things off for 5 minutes, turn on your body, get those hormones turning over, and you get that response from your body, even with 5 minutes, and you get that little bit of high, and then you go about your day. And that's that opportunity. And then maybe you make an appointment with your friend, you promise your friend that you're going to do that, and they're part of the Hydro community. So you're on Facebook or Instagram, little short DM. So it's finding those extrinsic motivators, and it's different for each person. And that's, I think, like we're at this moment in technology where we can personalize in a meaningful way for the first time. So as a coach, like the only way that I could get my sort of, I coach like second level world championship boats, like the lightweight men's eight. It's not an Olympic event. It's like a world championship event. And the people in that boat want to go to the Olympics, but they're not at the level yet. So how do I get them to be better, faster? And it was all about personalization. What are they, endothermic or exothermic people? Do they need to eat a lot? What kind of, like, how does their hydration system work? Because everybody's so different. Mm-hmm. And not just on the physiological side, but the motivation side. And understanding that is something that we can actually do now. It's a big data problem. So we're hydrators at the beginning of that journey, but I think we are on the leading edge of that ability to bring people in. You got to start with something that people really love, but then personalizing the journey is where I think the biggest strides over the next 5 years are going to happen. And it's not going to be people, we recognize it's not your failure. It's like opportunity and extrinsic motivation are necessary ingredients, because we're just human. Like everybody needs a hand.
I'm so glad you said that, because I think that is something I know I wrestle with it. I know that I need some sort of external motivation to get going sometimes. And I feel like, yeah, I shouldn't need that. I should be able to toughen up and go and do the thing. So it's good to hear that that is kind of normal, I guess, for those of us that struggle with that, that it's not, we don't all just have it automatically built in, and it's a matter of turning the key that turns it on. It's harnessing that, I guess, characteristic that we have.
Yeah, exactly. There's some really good books. BJ Fogg is actually a Hydro owner, and he wrote Tiny Habits, which is a really, really great framework to understand how to change habits. But it's more than habits. Like, it just changes over time. So when I, like in my 30s, I still thought I was going to make the national team, and I trained 2 or 3 hours a day, and I had no problem with motivation. I got my hands full with a company, and like getting my ass out of bed in the morning, like, fuck, you know, that is hard. Prioritize like half an hour of sleep or half an hour of working out.
Yeah.
It's a toss up. So I work in the industry. So I think it's so important to recognize that. And it's not something like you buy it and then you don't get the thing that you were promised and then you give up. It's like participate in a community, find your place, find your relevant peer group, find those extrinsic motivators that work for you. And we can deliver that whole package with Hydro. It's the funnest project ever. I love working here.
But it's not just rowing, right? I mean, there's the app, and then there's yeah, other things that you can do. Like there's mindfulness. Can you talk a little bit more about like the other benefits that you get with the program and with the system that are not just the rowing aspect?
So yeah, we do not want you to row every day. So Hydro is a whole health company. And we started with rowing because we know if you can do one thing in your home, like if you have space for one machine, rowing is the most complete solution. But that certainly is not what you should do every single day. Like we want you to have really great relationship with your body. So that mind-body connection is crucial. So we have yoga and strength and awareness. Like those are our two big other territories. And that includes classes around Pilates. And we have this, I don't know if you've done any classes with Pete Donahoe. I worked with him coaching national team stuff. And he is the best movement coach I've ever met. He was a hurdler for Ireland. And then he's kind of like the like real life cool running guy. Like he competed in the bobsled for Ireland and had some great results at the Olympics. And he has the most, just like the best direction and the most complete like 5, 10, 20 minute movement routines to really centered around the Aldoa exercises. Like it's just having that opportunity and that space in your home, and then the screen can deliver that. Or if you're traveling, the phone can deliver that. I use the phone quite a bit. I use the phone on other people's rowing machines too. It's really, I like that quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So overall, being there for people's whole health journey is our long-term goal. And we'll be adding the two things that, you know, from my perspective, and I think the science backs this up, you want a really great cardio exercise and you want to do strength. And those are the two most effective tools to maintain really healthy body. And so we'll be adding a strength component with Hydro's offering the next several months.
Will that be another machine, another device, or is that?
Yeah, another machine. There's like a revolution happening around all of this stuff, because the ability with digital resistance to change the resistance within each rep. Mm-hmm. Just, I used to do all kinds of stuff with like bands and weights and like how to get eccentric loading and how to do negatives. Like you can do all of that stuff now from a tiny little platform in your home. There are two or three companies, and we'll be offering a similar device in the future.
Oh, I can't wait for that. I've read about some of that stuff, and it's I haven't actually used one before, so I'm very intrigued by that.
We've got a whole workshop devoted to it, and it is so much fun to play with, and it's radical. It's so personalized. Talk about personalization. So the Hydro Rowing machine uses that same personalized resistance. So it's something that we can adjust over the year, and as we go further down that personalized road, we'll be able to really like dial it in for you personally. It's such an exciting field to be in.
Well, if you ever need someone to come out to Boston to test one out for you, just give me a shout.
We may know a guy. Awesome. Yeah. So we have talked a ton about the physical benefits of this and the community aspect. All of this, I mean, for me, the reason I dragged my butt into the gym today, it always comes back to how my head works through the rest of the day and how I deal with my emotions and all that. Talk to me about that connection between the movement and doing this kind of activity on a regular basis and how it helps us manage our mental health.
Yeah, there's this thing with water. So it's really interesting. So I think through the pandemic, everybody was aware, like go stare at a tree and it makes you feel better. Like there's something about nature, like literally there were directions. I would get like occasional texts, go stare at a tree. Did you do that? I don't know if you did that.
I moved to the mountains where I'm now surrounded by trees in the middle of all of it. So I found trees, the benefits for sure.
So there's science around this too, and it's the same with water, only more so. And the experience of water, even if it's digital, the experience of water is a key pillar. So you got like five pillars for whole health, and mind-body connection is one, but the experience of nature is definitely one. It's way better to do it in real life. If you can't do it in real life, do it digitally and you will feel better. And so it's stacking all of those benefits. So it's human connection and physical connection and mind-body connection and experience of nature. And when you take all of those pieces and you put them into one concentrated experience in Hydro, you end up with what definitely our members say is like a genuine respite from the pressures that we all experience from our phones, from our TVs, from work, like all of that stuff. Like this is sanctuary. And I think that to me, that's what people need the most in the world. If we're gonna be kinder to each other and ourselves, you need that moment of sanctuary to recharge. And that's what we try and deliver in people's lives. And it's really important to recognize it's not like adrenaline's great and dance parties are great, but if you're going to do something for your whole life, like you need that moment to really recharge. And we think that this is just an amazing way to do it.
I was actually a little surprised by that. I know when I go to the gym that I go to that does not have Hydros and I row, there's water, but it's usually just my sweat and it's painful and grueling and all of those things. But when I tried the Hydro, I was looking at the water, I was really surprised by the sense of calm and the sense of, I guess, ease at which I was still sweating, still doing the same physical activity, but from a digital screen with just water on. It was amazing.
It is, and we've done some work with VR, and that's definitely like the form factor doesn't work for working out yet, but we do have some, like we shot some stuff in 360 and we put it on some Oculus goggles, and it's only going to get better and better, that overall experience. It is, I just think like people are so alienated from each other. Like there's like the level of trust between tribes is like so diminished. And when you have this moment of like, you're moving in synchronicity with another human being, and it's completely natural. It's based on a physical thing. It's not language. It's not like somebody's opinion. You're just moving with them. Like, it is ultra valuable in this moment in time. And that's, it's a little bit frustrating as a company. So people look at our website and then they get the hydro and they're like, yeah, I bought the hydro. And then three workouts in, and it's really consistent. After three workouts, they're like, holy shit, this was amazing. I had no idea. And we're like, what do you mean you had no idea? We told you it was great. And they're like, no, but I didn't know how great. It's really like, if somebody has an idea on how to fix that problem, I would welcome some input.
That's incredible. I love that.
Yeah, I know. It's free workouts in. Like, no, we want everybody to know this. So
yeah, well, I mean, there's your new slogan. Give us three workouts and we'll change your life. I mean,
that's exactly. Yeah, no, that's good. Actually, yeah, stealing that.
Yeah, write that down. Well, awesome. This has been amazing. I know Zach's been loving using the machine. I've got to get my hands on one myself. Where, if you're someone like me, you want to try this out, where do we learn more about you? Where do we learn more about the hydro?
We are in many hotels and some gyms, and we have a hotel finder on our website. The best thing though, just to order one. It's a 30-day money back guarantee, zero risk. We have two models. One is like ultra smooth and large and very slick. It has a 22-inch screen. The other is small and made for smaller homes and easy to move around. Both available on Amazon Prime. So yeah, they're money back guarantee. So I would encourage people just like try it out. If you love it, great. If you don't love it, give it to your neighbor. It's all good.
Our thanks to Bruce Smith, CEO and founder of Hydro. You can find links to Hydro in the show notes for this episode at thefitmess.com. And Jeremy, I got to tell you, being physically active is really hard sometimes. I have personally been experiencing this over the last 2 months, like not wanting to get out of bed, not wanting to go to the gym, not wanting to do the thing. And it definitely makes me feel better to hear that someone like Bruce actually wrestles with the same thing that I do with physical activity.
Honestly, it makes me feel better to hear you being the one saying that for once and not me. I'm glad you're getting back on the horse, but man, that was music to my ears, because normally I can see the look on your face going, just go to the gym, Dick. What's the problem? Just go.
You just go. There's nothing wrong. Until you get into a funk and
then you're stuck in a funk. And you know, and when you do get to the point where you're able to go and it starts to become a habit and a routine, personalization is so key. I mean, there's an app that I've been using for my workouts that has made it so much fun. It has totally gamified the experience for me. And so just having that level of personalization has really changed my relationship with the gym to the point where like I'm sitting here going like, I need to start adding a day or two because I've got the space in the calendar and the desire to do it. So if you can find ways to personalize that routine for yourself and make it fun, it's just a matter of getting past that motivation piece of just getting your foot out the door and the other foot in the front door of the gym. But that is going to do it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this interview or gotten anything out of this conversation, we really hope that you will share this with somebody else who needs to hear this message. We'd love to be able to help as many people as possible, and you are the key to making that happen. So hit that share button today and come back next week to thefitmess.com for a brand new episode. Thanks so much for listening.
See you, everyone.
We know this podcast is amazing and doesn't seem to lack anything, but we need a legal disclaimer. Prior to implementing anything discussed in this podcast, it is your responsibility to conduct your own research and consult your physician. You should assume that Jeremy and Zach don't know what they're talking about, and they're not liable for any physical or emotional issues that occur directly or indirectly from listening to this podcast.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.